Welcome to episode 1050. It's Monday, July 27th, and you're listening to the Geek Geek News Central. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com, HipChat.com, and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Want to see new group collaboration tools? Check out HipChat.com/GeekNews. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Hey, folks, got a great show lined up for you. Going to talk a little bit of an odd topic to start off the show tonight. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence and where it's going with the military and should we ban it. Topic that came up today on the internet. We'll talk about the pros and cons, plus a whole lot more on tech today. You know what's coming next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There's no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, again, my name is Todd Cochran. I'm your geekly host. And if you're brand new to the show, I want to welcome you to the podcast. If you're a longtime listener or viewer, of course, I want to give a warm welcome to all of the Ohana. Thanks for being here. Got a great show lined up for you all tonight, so we're going to have a lot of fun. And this is the last show before I head off for Fort Worth, the podcast movement. We'll talk about that more in just a few moments. But I do want to remind each and every one of you, that if you're not subscribed already to the show, especially those of you that are brand new, I want you to get over to geekandcentral.com. And then right on the website, you're going to find a link to on iTunes, on Android, by email, via RSS. So there's lots of ways to get subscribed to the show. You'll notice this new by email. This is our new subscribe by email banner. So kind of a new way to get connected there. I'm running a beta of the most recent version of PowerPress. So a great way for you there to get connected so that you'll be updated. This is another way to get a notification that the show has been released. Now, if you are already subscribed to the newsletter, you're going to get the email from me with all the links to all the content that I talk about in the show notes. But if you just want kind of a gentle nudge to say, hey, Todd's put out a new show, you can subscribe by email. And if you just want another quick reminder, that's the way to do that. That's just kind of a new friendly service we've introduced. And you actually can follow all the shows. So if you've got a whole bunch of podcasts that you're watching, you can get a daily summary of all the new shows that have been released. So if you're listening to the New Media Show, if you're listening to The Gadget Professor, if you listen to The Elder Divide, and of course, Health Tech Weekly, all shows here at Geek News Central, part of our family, you can actually get subscribed to all of them on subscribebyemail.com. And what it's really going to do is you get a daily email. So every time an update comes, and that'll be for all the podcasts you may subscribe to. So definitely click that by email if you so feel the desire to do so. Again, a new offering on the website. And don't forget, there is that newsletter link as well that you get signed up. That way you'll get the show notes delivered directly to your inbox. Save it as an archive, because I'm going to tell you what's been happening a lot is I'm getting emails from the Ohana, from the family and listeners here saying, hey, Todd, on show such and such, you talked about this. Can you send me that link? If you archive those emails into its own folder, you'll have a history of everything that I've ever talked about in this show directly on your either Gmail or whatever you particularly use. So it's a great way to basically build up your own little mini resource archive. So that, of course, is how to get subscribed to the show. Contact us, geeknews@gmail.com, or on Twitter @geeknews. Either of those addresses work. Of course, I'm on Facebook, Google+, just about everywhere except for Pinterest. I'm not over there. And if you want to watch the show, kick back in your lazy boy, you can pop us up on the Roku. Just load the Tech Podcast channel. I'm in the news section. You'll find the show there. So lots going on and lots to share with you guys. But tonight's show, of course, It's sponsored in part by our good friends at GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's been with us now 10 plus years. We're absolutely thrilled to have them on board as a sponsor. And we're coming close to the end of the month. So this is the time that if you've been sitting on your hands, deciding whether or not you're going to pick up a domain name. And by the way, I picked up the best domain name today that is going to make a lot of tech shows jealous. Because at this very moment, if you type in your web browser, tech.show, it's going to bring you to geeknewcentral.com. How cool is that? I've got some other dot shows that I have got in the purchase queue. I paid about $180 for tech.show to make sure I got it early. And then I've got a whole bunch of other dot shows that I have put on tap that will kick on the 29th if I've been the only sole bidder for those. So really excited to get the tech.show. Domain, and that's what you can do over at GoDaddy with these new top-level domains. You don't have to pay $180 like I did for tech.show, but you can get a whole host of new top-level domains that just are going to really broaden the availability type of websites you can launch. And this is what I think is cool. You're not limited to .com anymore. You know, I've got a .guru site on geeknewcentral.com. I got progear.guru. Actually, I own a couple of other very, very cool podcast dot domains that I have scored recently. I think I'm up to about 10 podcast dot somethings. And but anyway, you can go over to geeknewcentral.com/GoDaddy. And on the website is codes here where you can use to save cash. Use a 30% off code. Use the 99-cent.com code. Or get a website going today, and it's every flavor that you'll ever need to get up and running. You can get a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting site for the first year with a free domain. $1 a month for 12 months. You get a $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. So this gives you a little more options on stuff that you want to install. Or if you're a business owner, you get a domain name, you get their fabulous website builder product, plus you get a Microsoft Outlook email address, a $1 a month for 12 months. All these codes start with CJC, followed by GNC, GNC 30, GNC 99, GNC GOT, GNC 1HS, GNC WP1. Again, CJC, GNC WP1. Just come over to the website, click on the links. I'll take you over to the GoDaddy site. You know, pick up a product here or there and use these codes. It's going to save you a lot of money, make me happy, keep the lights on here. But yes, tech.show belongs to me as long as I renew it. And I was very, very happy to score that particular one. I scored three. I was actually tweeted about it today. I scored three big ones. And for some reason, I tried to buy podcast.expert before. That domain, it was not available to me. I was disappointed. Got an email message from GoDaddy today, said, hey, that domain's available. Do you want to buy it? And man, I about just about couldn't get the page loaded fast enough because I know a bunch of other people probably searched for that and was getting the same notification. Went over there and slapped my credit card down and got Podcast Expert, and I got podcast.guru too. So going to be using those two combined domains to do something new, something I've been planning on doing for a while. And but anyway, lots. Call me a domain hoarder. You and it's just, you know, you're in the shower hanging out and you're going to say, and you're going to want to come to the website at GoDaddy.com and pick up one of those domains. All right, so let's move on to the stuff here. The new server infrastructure is just about done for GeekNewCentral.com. We're still having a little bit of cache busting issues, so we're working on that. So little by little, that's going to be resolved over the next day or so. And so if you haven't seen the website update immediately once the show's been up, don't worry. That's kind of a thing we're working on. But I'm really excited because we got my team has a big product announcement. We're going to probably announce on Wednesday, maybe Thursday. I think Wednesday right now we're going to go out with everything. The press release, the blog post, the newsletter, So I'll be talking about it in a podcast posting over at powerpresspodcast.com. Very, very excited about what we're about to embark on. And needless to say, it's been a tough road. The dev team's been working hard. They're still scrambling. There'll be some things we'll have to finish after the announcement. That's just kind of the way things work. But we are going to announce the world what's going on, I believe, on Wednesday. And I'm excited for that from a product standpoint. This past weekend, had a new media show on. We had a representative from Stitcher. So if you use the Stitcher app and you're interested, you can watch the new media show at newmediashow.com. And again, heading off for Podcast Movement. I know a few of you have already said you're coming to Fort Worth to partake in the festivities. It's the Omni Hotel. It's the grand ballroom. The ceremony starts at 7 p.m. This is where I'll be inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame. So we want you, if you're in the Fort Worth area within striking distance, if you're an hour or two away by car or three or four, come on out. I'm buying drinks afterwards, so, you know, please come. And then we'll have, of course, this weekend, then the full Podcast Movement, hanging out with about 1,000 podcasters. Again, I fly out Wednesday night. Looking forward to getting out to Fort Worth and hanging out with some cool folks, and of course some of the Ohana as well that come to the event. I want to thank the listeners for their support, and without you guys, this award would not be possible. I don't know if they're live streaming it or not, but go to podcastmovement.com. That's probably where it's going to be. Again, 7 p.m. Dallas time. What times are they? They're not in Pacific. I think they're in Central or Mountain. Forgive me, I'm not sure, but it's 7 to 9 Dallas time, Dallas-Fort Worth time. And go to podcastmovement.com and you'll be able to see the live stream. So that's it. That's all we're going to do. And I have lots to talk about when I come back, for sure. But I want to thank again everyone for their support. And without you guys, this award and the recognition I'm being given would absolutely not be possible. And, of course, my team over at Raw Voice as well. So I want to go ahead and, before we get out of here, before we get into the regular content, I've been talking a lot this past month about HipChat. And I've been using this product every single day. My team, collaborative work together, unbelievable. And if you're trapped, literally, if you're trapped in your inbox and your inbox is driving you insane with the team that you're working with, stop and listen. If you're getting dragged into meetings where nothing ever gets done, there's a way now to really get through your workday and not waste so much doggone time. HipChat is a game-changing team communication tool. And it's app. It's not even a tool. It's an app that helps teams of all sizes, from startups to large organizations, work together more effectively and efficiently. Again, HipChat's for developers, engineers, marketeers, consultants, operations departments, and it's, again, all industries, tech startups, nonprofits, media, you name it. You do teamwork, use HipChat, and it gets the information you need faster than email, and it reduces all that bouncing back and forth. And you're going to make decisions and get work done faster, again, with group chat. And I've got team members that are no longer checking their email. I sent a team member an email yesterday, and I talked to Kathy in HipChat, and I said, did you get that email on the newsletter topic? She says, how come you didn't submit it here? I don't even check email. So I got team members that are not even booking an email now. This is how much it's changed. And great teams get more done with HipChat. And right now, HipChat is offering each and every one of you 90 days of HipChat Plus for free. You can get premium features like unlimited file storage, unlimited message history, and guaranteed support. Again, free for 90 days. Get starting using HipChat Plus today. Okay, this is the last chance. All right? This offer is going away. Come the beginning of the month or a few days after, this offer will be gone. Go to hipchat.com/geeknews. That's hipchat.com/geeknews. hipchat.com geeknews. Use it. Try it. If it doesn't change the way you're communicating in your businesses, I'll be flabbergasted, to be honest with you. It has changed the way we do business. So, hipchat.com/geeknews. All right, so let me go ahead and get into all the tech stuff today. And I mean, I have a good stack, fun stack. Had to do remove some stuff from the stack. There was too much. But I want to start out talking about a topic that came up between Elon Musk, Stephen Hawking, are making a public call for a ban on autonomous military robots. Oh, and thank you, Dale. Central Daylight Time Zone, for those of you that are coming to Fort Worth, 7 to 9 Central, okay? So again, Elon Musk, Stephen Hawking's call for a ban on autonomous military robots. And as this article over on paleoffuture.gizmodo.com says, there's no question the age of autonomous killing machines is upon us, but some very smart and influential people would like to turn back the clock. Over 1,000 people from the world of tech, space, travel, computing, and mathematics have signed an open letter calling for an end to the autonomous weapons arm race. The letter will be presented tomorrow in Buenos Aires at the International Joint Conference on Artificial Intelligence. The list of signatures include everyone from your average grad student in mathematics to Noam Chomsky and Steve Wozniak, Stephen Hawking, Elon Musk, who have both warned about the potential dangers of autonomous killing machines in the past few months, have also signed their names to the letter. Their concern seems to be centered on the idea that humans will be out of the loop on battlefields of tomorrow, cruise missiles and human-operated drones. Those are okay, according to the letter, but anything beyond that, not okay. So I'm going to just stop and just let me give you a perspective. I think we all can kind of be like, autonomous? I mean, like they're out there doing their own thing. They're selecting targets and dropping bombs on people by themselves. There is no way in the current climate and the way things operate that that would ever be allowed to happen. And here's why I firmly believe they will never take the man out of the loop when it comes to specifically having a weapons dropped on a group of people or some sort of impact event that ends up in an explosion, some sort of a weapon being fired. I don't think there will ever come to that. And here's why. Collateral damage. The risk is absolutely too high, and the PR nightmare is too great for, I think, any, maybe I shouldn't say any. I think that the impact would be so high, at least in the United States, Canada, UK, all the NATO countries, I feel, would never use any type of an autonomous military robot in the air or on the ground. They may use them as a tool to hump ammunition, different types of stuff, but I believe there will always be a human operator on the other end. And it really boils down to, again, this collateral damage concern, where we are in a time, in this present time, the way things kind of operate, you know, from the ground up, is that, innocents are highly, respected. They don't want to drop a munition on any non military target. I think even when I was active duty and flying, there was just very, very, very high concern that something would be dropped or munition would be put on a target where friendlies, civilians, non-combatants would be injured. And they went to great lengths to make sure that non-combatants were not impacted. Now, that doesn't always happen. You know, there are situations that get out of control, and where maybe there isn't a choice. But I'm going to tell you, that's an absolute last choice. So when they signed this letter on autonomous, I understand their thought process. We just don't want an AI. I don't think any of us want an AI doing hardly anything. I don't want an AI robot in my home serving lunch, let alone having a weapon. That just to me sounds absolutely insane, because then we get into this true Terminator situation where, you know, movies turn to real life. So I think we have to, I think the letter that they're signed, you know, I didn't read it. I'm just going off the headline here, is understandable. But I don't think, at least in my opinion, I don't think in my lifetime, I will see a situation where we will take the man out of the loop. The aircraft may be unmanned, but there's going to be some guy or a chain of guys or chain of men and women. I shouldn't say guys. Be a chain of men and women that are in the loop that are making this a decision that when that little red toggle is flipped up and they push a button to do a weapons release or do a gun run or whatever they're going to do, we've all seen those YouTube videos, that there is a human being, and human beings are not, we're bound to make mistakes too. So if we can make mistakes, an AI can make a mistake. But at the same time, I just don't think you'll ever take the man out of the loop just from a collateral damage standpoint. Now, could things get so, excuse my French, batshit crazy that we could turn some autonomous stuff loose? Oh boy, I don't know. What's, you know, what would that involve? You know, how bad would it have to get? You know, there's definitely not a lot of, none of us want to see men and women on the ground that, you know, coming back in the situation they've come back now. Guys without limbs, gals without limbs, you know, people bedridden for life, all kinds of, you know, really bad stuff happens when you're any type of any conflict. But I just don't think they'll have autonomous. I'd really love to hear any of you guys' thoughts on this. Again, and the reason I kind of wanted to talk about this is we've talked a little bit about artificial intelligence and how it's on the move, right? And it isn't going to be long, 10 or 15 years probably, before we start getting some very smart machines that are going to have some constraints put on them. And but, it, you know, when you're dealing with yes and no and plus and minus and ones and zeros, logic is only as good as the person programming it. So I think we're all going to have to just watch this as we get into an age of, you know, the potential of artificial intelligence starting to show up in the computing space. It's exciting, but it scares the living bejesus out of me, to be honest with you, to think how far it could go and how fast it could go. And we're a long way from having something be self-aware. But, you know, what is your guys' predictions? How long? Because it's going to happen. You know, we all know it's going to happen. Are we 100 years away from self-awareness? Are we 50? Are we 20? If you look where we've come in the last, let's just say 20 years, and if we think about, we started with the, let's take it to the 8088 series. Now that would be an Intel 8088. That's going way back. But that's really not that long ago in man years. It's, you know, 20 years ago. And here we are, you know, we're running processors with, you know, millions of transistors on it and some pretty smart code. So what do you guys think? Love to hear your thoughts. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com is where I want to hear your comments. Please send them, and we'll talk about them when I get back from Fort Worth. You guys think I'm off my rocker? And do you think that we'll take man out of the loop? Do you think it's will happen? I just personally don't think so. I really don't. I'm really going to switch gears here on you, and we're going to go to one of my favorite groups to talk about. But there's new court evidence that Hollywood had a major plan, major plan to smear Google. This is getting really wow. This Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood, if you live in Mississippi, you realize who you've got colluding with the NPAA here? So an email sent between Attorney General Hood staffers and Brian Cohen, a director of external state government affairs for the NPAA, described a coordinated plan to hurt Google, including a recommendation that News Corp, yes, News Corp, develop and place an editorial in the Wall Street Journal emphasizing that Google stock will lose value in the face of a standard sustained attack by attorney generals. They suggested that NBC's government relations department could help place anti-Google segments on the Today Show, and that AG Hood's office look into hiring a PR firm to create an attack on Google and other players who are resisting the attorney general's efforts to address online piracy. Holy cow. Now, we've always known that there has been collusion. You know, all these news groups.
Oh, we don't. The business side doesn't talk to the news side. We're all independent.
But when they're openly, the NPAA is openly talking about getting the Wall Street Journal, a supposedly highly respected independent newspaper, to do a coordinated attack on Google, while at the same time, a PR firm being hired to go out and find major Google stockholders that would talk negatively about Google and piracy. Then get those guys at the Today Show. Yes, the Today Show. Do an orchestrated piece, a hit piece on Google. Wow, wow, wow. Now, the NPAA would love to have SOPA come back. They want to legalize online censorship in a big, big way. But Hollywood isn't quite ready to give up the fight. Now, we know in December, Google filed suit against Attorney General Hood and revealed a 79-page subpoena from Hood's office, which asked Google to deliver 141 documents, 62 interviews, and anything that might be constructed as dangerous content on Google's network. Google's fighting back. And now Google has got on the upper hand here, and it appears to me, in my opinion, that Attorney General Hood was clearly, in my opinion, abusing his authority of his office. Now, our attorney generals appointed? I don't think they're elected. I think they're appointed by governors, right? At least in this state, I think they are. But they were using, the NPAA was using political maneuvership. So, can you trust anything you see on TV? Could a piece that's being put on the Today Show or being put in the Wall Street Journal be a puff piece on the benefit of some group to malign another? Google's got an amazing case here. This is going to be fun to watch. But Hollywood's planned to smear Google because they have a business model that they know is in trouble. Circling the wagons, and they're going to do everything to sway the public their way. This happens every day. Politics, everything. The news today is so maligned and so grossly being abused. It's just shocking. Were we all just, you know, let's go back and look at like Walter Cronkite. Do we think back then that it was the same, but we just were too stupid to realize it? Is that possible?
But the NBAA is an organization that is not to be messed with. If you go up against them, they are going to do anything in their power, it appears, to win at all cost. Holy smokes. Just blows me away. It really does. Geeknews@gmail.com. On a more happier note, and I have to applaud this company. In Turkey, a company by a Turkish firm in online food ordering was acquired for $589 million. And this was, you know, the biggest acquisition in Turkey's history. And it was a website I can't even pronounce. If you can get 589, listen to this. If you can get 589 million for a company that has a domain name, Yemi Kesepti, YemeKsepeti.com. If you can get 589 million for that, you can get, you might gotta be get a lot of money for tech.show. But anyway, this company, when it was acquired, it's usually bad news for the employees. But this CEO and its firm took $27 million of the earnings that he and other top-level executives made, and they shared that with 114 employees, and they paid the taxes on it. So each employee received about $200,000. Now, this is an incredible amount of money. Now, I don't know what the exchange rate is, but the average monthly wage is 3,000 to 5,000 Turkish liras. So, Dale, maybe you can do a find out what 5,000 Turkish liras are. Put that up in the chat room. But they gave 200,000 U.S. to each and every employee. Some employees cried, some screamed, some wrote letters of thanks. They were emotions because you affect the lives of people. People can buy homes, cars. They can immediately do something otherwise they could not do. And I just applaud this company. Bravo. Bravo to this CEO and taking a portion of their, you know, they sold this thing for $589. They invested $80,000. $80,000 to $589 million. Doesn't that just blow you away? Incredible. And so, $27 million and took care of the employees. I think it's just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So congratulations to those folks and hoorah for that firm. Now, not so hoorah. I've always loved Land Rovers. They're completely out of my price range, but I have, my wife loves them too. We would want nothing more than to have a full tricked out Land Rover that I would probably never drive off road. But you know, if I ever get to go on an African safari, I want a Land Rover. I want to rent a Land Rover. You know, that is the vehicle, right? Well, Jaguar Land Rover said, we will never make a self-driving car. This is crazy. They're making a statement here that's pretty bold. So, This British automaker has vowed it will never build a driverless car because the company doesn't consider its customers cargo. Speaking through its head of research and development, Wolfgang Apple, JLR, says customers should not expect an autonomous car from them as it has no plans to manufacture cars that drive themselves for one reason. They view owners of self-driving cars or people who ride in them as cargo. And yes, we're just like little pigs. And don't consider their customers as such. Oh, can you pass the grade Pouton? Whatever that mustard is. We don't consider customers cargo. We don't want to build a robot that delivers a cargo from A to B. Okay, so. Oh, I said 5,000 Turkish lira. So let me take a few zeros off that. Hang on, let me look here. So 500,000 Turkish lira equals $180,740 US. So let's see here. We got to remove two zeros to get to.
So it sounds like $1,800 is what the average Turkish worker makes a month. That's a top end. So they gave him $200,000. Isn't that awesome? Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, so Jaguar and Land Rover. No autonomous vehicles from you. I don't want to go too deep in these next two articles, but I just want to kind of tell you, because things are just moving fast on the science front. Scientists have been able to build, now check this out. They've been able to build a single molecule. Now think about that. A single molecule transistor gated with individual atoms. So this is the actual picture. They were able to take some sort of X-ray. I don't know what they used. But an actual team of scientists created a field effect, FET, field effect transistor. FETs are like, whoa, they're really cool. With a channel that consists of just a single molecule, the transistor switch on and off by the arrangement of individual atoms around the channel. And again, this isn't the first single molecule transistor, though the individual atom gating is rather novel. But in order to do this, this isn't something that Intel is going to be cooking up anytime soon. They needed like this huge STM machine that is like a million pounds or something insane like that to be able to excite this and make it happen. So, but it is awesome that we're at a point where you can have a single molecule act as the gate for a transistor. Very, very cool. Again, there's a lot more to it, but, and that we can actually see it, that's even better. And the second thing I just want to kind of lightly go over is that another college came up with a tiny light-emitting device that flashes, get this, 90 billion times a second. A team from the Pratt School of Engineering at Duke has shown that the laser light pulsed on the cube causes a series of excitations where light and free electrons combine to create what is known as a plasmon. Then the accurate spacing between the cube and the gold sheet created a field between the two, which excites quantum dots, quantum, at an incredibly high frequency, in this case, 90 gigahertz, that causes the quantum dots to emit light pulsing on and off at 90 billion times per second. So 90 gigahertz is the oscillation. This is very, very cool, geekly stuff. And, you know, what's going to happen is these types of, you know, studies and breakthroughs is really going to, over the next 20 years, change the landscape of stuff that's been happening in computers and science and fiber optics and everything you can think of is going to be affected by this type of science that's going on. You just got to love some of this cool stuff they're doing and what it is to be a research student and be a scientist in this day and age is doing this kind of very, very fun stuff at the engineering level. Okay. Switching back to the real world, I don't know how many of you watched the Ed show on MSNBC. I think I saw it maybe once or twice. He was always pissed and yelling into the camera. So I don't think I watched him too often, but maybe some of you did. But Comcast killed the Ed show for talking about the TPP. This is the speculation. When it comes to coverage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, no one in the corporate media covered the issue more than Ed Schultz on MSNBC's The Ed Show. When it was announced last week that they were pulling the plug on his program, they effectively killed the only national voice that was talking about the disaster of a trade deal on cable news. According to Media Matters, between August 1st of 2013 and January 31st of 2015, The Ed Show, or Ed Schultz, covered the TPP on 71 different segments, not including the time he brought the issue during the network's coverage of the State of the Union address. Now, here's the beauty of Geek News Central and other podcasts. We can't be fired by Comcast. I can say whatever I want about the TPP. And we all know, and believe me, when I read about TPP, the reason why people aren't getting excited about TPP, because even when I read about TPP, and that sounds like TPP and you and me, it makes your eyes glaze over. No one wants to read about this trade agreement because it's just like
please, you know, kill me now. And I got to read about that or what little's leaked. There was a little bit today that I read about, you know, what was going to happen with the internet agreements and, you know, how they were going to do this and do that and stifling competition. And it just made me, my eyes roll in the back of my head. And quite frankly, I deleted it for the show because you guys would too. But it's just, I wanted to point out here that your new media content creators, you don't have to answer to any editorial room. You can take my opinion or throw it on the floor. You can do your own research, but I'm going to tell you how I feel. This is what this whole space is about, right? Telling you about what we feel. Try to make it fun, I guess. Because sometimes some of this stuff can be boring. But maybe Ed Schultz will start a podcast. Who knows? Maybe he's already started one. Would I listen to it? Probably not. But maybe I might. I guess it would depend on how real he got instead of having this, you know, these network editorialists like drones. I'm excited about drones right now. Of course, the company that said they were going to send me a couple of drones never did. So I guess they don't love me as much as I thought they did. But Samsung is reportedly working on a selfie drone. Just what we need. We need another drone that we can throw up in the air. That'll fly a little ways away from us. We can smile at it, give it a peace sign, and it will take a picture of us. But that is apparently what Samsung's working on. According to Sam Mobile, they've learned that Samsung currently working on a drone whose project name is called Project Selfie Camera Drone. Link will be in the show notes. The most exciting video today and the most exciting article I'm going to send you all to. And I did a picture capture, but I just want to tell you about it. NASA shows off the International Space Station in 4K. But beyond the cool video, there is a segment that you're going to see in this video that you're going to smile just like I did. And how can I not give it away? I have to tell you. I just have to tell you because I can't help myself. What kind of mustard do you like? Probably all of us have about the same. If you're like me, you've got Heinz ketchup in the refrigerator. Maybe got some Kraft mustard or one of those. Maybe you have some mayonnaise in the refrigerator. Now, and when they send the supplies up the International Space Station, don't you think that they would take like mustard, and don't you think they would repackage it into something besides the normal mustard bottle, or the ketchup repackaged in a different bottle, or the mayonnaise? Well, three companies are going to be thrilled because their products were debuted on this 4K video that this is advertising you just cannot buy. If I was the PR people over at those companies, I would be building an advertising campaign based around this 4K video. All they need to do is take about 5 seconds of this and say, if it's good enough for this astronauts, the International Space Station, it's good enough for you. And I was shocked that NASA allowed three name brand products to be seen. Of course, they show computers all the time and cameras. They don't typically tape stuff over, but a food product is normally in a little bag that they have to squeeze, right? Well, not this time. The mustard bottle, the ketchup, and the mayonnaise is right there in plain view on the International Space Station 4K video. And yes, they are in space floating around. So watch the video and you guys are going to see it. And you're going to be just wild like, I mean, it stopped me in my tracks watching the video. I had to back it up and play it again. And I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. So it's little stuff like that that you see in the videos that make you go, And that's got to be the most expensive mustard ever delivered. It really, really does. Okay. Cord Cutters, free app maker Netflix, like watching cable TV, so you can relive pay TV's glory days. So there are some apps out there that will allow you to basically
find television shows in specific categories, just like you would on your TV right now. So there's some autoplay is a nifty free Chrome extension that works with all three services, Netflix, Hulu, and YouTube. Then they also have a Chrome browser for some other devices. And where did it come in? They're talking about Netflix. I guess this works for all these devices. It allows you to find programs like you would in your normal cable guide. So I have the link up in the show notes on that. It's not an actual Netflix application, but it's a free app that makes Netflix like watching cable TV. All right, let me read the title correctly. All right, Computer World has a deep dive on Windows 10, and people are saying it's worth the wait. So we're just a few days away from Windows 10. As you start to get it and get it loaded, I want to hear from you for sure. Congratulations to a former student who's attained a $900,000 settlement from a university. It's taken former Valdosta State University, VSU, student Hayden Barnes more than most of a decade and two trips to the 11th Circuit of Appeals to basically win his judgment against the school. As 8 years after his unjust expulsion, student Hayden Barnes' federal civil rights lawsuit case against Georgia Valdosta State University, and if you're an alumni there, I am so sorry I just destroyed that, and former VSU President Ronald Zakari concluded with an announcement of a $900,000 settlement, of which $50,000 are directly responsible for the VSU's past president, Ronald Zakari, to pay out of his own pocket. Basically, this guy was, they took $30 million from increased tuition and made some parking garages with the money. This guy protested it, put up a Facebook page, and it was a bunch of, you know, it's basically a protest. And they expelled him from school, saying that he was a threat. It was completely, his rights were completely violated. And the school and the past president has to pay, has to get out their wallet and pay up. Probably the lawyers will get the majority of it, but the president still have to pay, and he'll never do that again. WordPress today said on national security demands, we wish we could tell you more. They say the company's not received a single national security demand in 2 years. So on one hand, they say, we wish we could tell you more, but the company has said they did not receive a single national security demand in 2 years. That's like saying, we did, but we can't tell you. So they are worried about being taken to court. So they are not saying, even though there are some guidelines to talk about ranges, but they are not saying anything. Also, as part of the Microsoft Windows 10 update, they're going to release a tool to hide or block unwanted Windows 10 updates. Many testers that complain about mandatory updates say that there is now a solution at hand. The tool will be available as an optional download to let you hide or block in any update for Windows or a hardware driver. So that's some info for you. Do you like whiskey, fellas and ladies of age? There's a very, very cool app. It's called the Distiller app, and it's a portal to the world of whiskey. Whiskey is in it's in vogue right now. And I'm a big whiskey fan. I was on a Scotch kick for a while. I still like my Macallan 12, but I'm a Jack and a Jim guy. I definitely love those two brands. But at the same time, I'm always looking to taste and sample when I have some extra cash, a bottle of this or that of that. And this Distiller app is really, really cool. And it gives you some opportunities to look up some different types of whiskey that's available on the market today. Tells you about them if you go into a store and see a bottle and you don't know what it is. So you'll be able to get schooled up on all these new whiskeys that are coming on the market. If you want to know what's available via Netflix for August, I'll have a link up in the show notes on that. So lots of cool movies coming. One of my favorites, Asylum of 2005 movies are going to be on. We've got, what other is a good one that's in here that I like? Outcast is going to be one.
The Living, Utopia, Vexed, Wing Commander. Oh, that's going way back. But anyway, a bunch of movies available this month of August. Hack Magazine reported that a group of German scientists believe that they have confirmed the EM drive. Remember we talked about the EM drive? The EM drive is a propulsion device that uses microwaves rather than rocket fuel and is actually, according to physics, not supposed to work. Well, the German scientists believe that they have confirmed the EM drive independently. And the experimental results are being presented to AI, the American Institute for Aeronautical and Astronautics Propulsion Energy Forum in Orlando. So we'll hear more about this. But it's kind of cool. If this is true, then they're going to have to rewrite some textbooks. Ars Technica has a article about a public marketplace for hackers. And with a little satire, what possibly could go wrong? So last November, Charles Tendell quietly launched a website called HackerList. Its name was literal. In this online marketplace, white hat security experts could sell their services in bite-sized engagements to people with cyber problems beyond their grasp. HackerList is meant to connect consumers who have had online issues to hackers or professionals out there who have the skills to service them. Consumers get bullied online, they lose personal information, they have things stolen from them, they get locked out of things, and people post negative things or post personal information. They didn't have a good place to go to, and the Hackers List was a place for people to be able to go. Whether good or bad, all the attention Hacker List has drawn since July hasn't hurt. They've gotten some reviews, but they're saying that only a handful of the enrolled hackers have made money. I think the problem with the Hacker List is what it really is can you really trust the person that you're hiring? Who has vetted them? How do you know that they are really a white hat, yet not a black hat? How do you know that they are not going to, you know, do something with the information that you've given them? It's hard to find a good professional. I think it's good in theory, but I just wonder if it's going to ever able to gain speed. But if you're having some problems, this may be a possible place to go to take a look and see if you can find someone to help you out with your problems. All right, all you aviation nerds out there, the YouTube trove of flight videos, and boy, I went through a number of these. I wasted 15 minutes. There's some on here that I haven't seen before. Jack, you're going to appreciate a few of these. These are some of these nice crosswind landings where you're crabbing pretty good. And lots of, weather landings. And it's, interesting. Those of you that have spent any time in a cockpit, and of course, I flew for 20 years with the U.S. Navy, not flying, but I was in the back, but I set up in the cockpit and enough approaches to have a few moments of, I guess for a better word, some hair-raising moments. I didn't want to use the word I wanted to use. I had to be careful here. But it's kind of fun to see a view from the cockpit. And after you watch a few, it may be boring. But there's more than just landings on this particular YouTube channel that are going to get your fill. Definitely check it out. At the same time, a KLM aircraft that made a recent landing, a Boeing 777, in a 75-mile-per-hour windstorm, caught a gust just about maybe 50 feet above the ground, and it'll take your breath away when you see it. Have to give the pilot kudos. Did a good job of keeping it, for a better word, upright, and putting it on the ground without scratching the wings. So two great articles, and the second video, Jack, I think you'll get, being a 777 pilot, you'll have a little fun watching that particular landing, and I think you would have been in the cockpit making some comments, especially if you were in the left seat. You'd be okay, I got it. I got it. We're good. I can just hear you, and I can see that the co-pilot, having white knuckle marks. All right, if you're a big brand, you can now buy hour-long sponsored listening on Pandora. So if you were willing to listen to a brand advertisement, you're going to get 60 minutes of free listening on Pandora. So That is to be expected, especially if you're not paying. All right, I know there's been a lot of really super negative stuff in the, oh yes, a Pappy Van Winkle. I have one. Dale, I have one. Yes, I've only had about that much out of that Pappy Van Winkle. Don't ask me how I got it, but I do have one bottle. Yes, I do. I know it's hard to get. But anyway, going back to the topic at hand, I was watching the chat room here. Planned Parenthood has been in the news quite negatively recently. I'm not here to discuss any of the social impact stuff that goes on in their clinics. That's not a topic for this show. But Planned Parenthood obviously has a lot of enemies. And now some are claiming they have hacked the reproductive health services, stealing emails, salted passwords, and employee information. The Daily Dot talked to one of the people taking credit for the attack, someone using the pseudonym E, who said that they act as part of a group that calls itself 3301. According to E, the breach is political, of course, and the group intends to publish what it stole. So if this is true, the Planned Parenthood stuff that's been in the news lately could become even more, oh my goodness. So whether you are a fan of Planned Parenthood or not, this is a wake-up call for companies and IT administrators that you better get your security in order. Doesn't matter what group you're with. All you got to have is one person pissed off at you and find a weakness in your company's firewall or in your procedures or in someone's password or social engineer someone, and your network is going to be owned. This stuff is going to continue to pop, and people now, see, they say they did this for a political reason. They want to damage Planned Parenthood. They just want to go out and destroy them. And I'm sure they're going to look for every just over-the-top email that they can find. Again, I don't want to socialize what they do. Okay, that's just, you have your own opinion on that. If you're for or against, that's your business. But more groups are going to have to, and this goes, if you're conservative, if you're liberal, doesn't matter. You're down middle, you're libertarian, I don't care. Someone doesn't like a group you belong to, and they're going to view everything they can to dig dirt up. Nothing. I told you guys in the previous show, the days of privacy are gone. Gone. So when you hit send on that next email, you need to think whether or not that's going to end up on some public website at some point. You really have to think about that, because if it does, will you be embarrassed? Will you get fired? Will the police come calling? Will some attorney general indict you? What will happen? Maybe not. Will you be called as a witness for something someone else does? And I'm not trying to say people are doing bad things. But you just, everything you say in email today, digitally, you really have to think about before you hit send, because there's no guarantee. No guarantee that is going to remain private. No way, no how. And here I am at the 59-minute mark. I promised you guys I was going to try to finish in an hour. I'm not going to finish an hour today. And I know some of you have been liking the shorter shows. So I'll try to rush through the rest of it and get us out of here. But a couple of cool things around the Atlantic. The secret agents who stake out, the secret service agents who stake out the ugliest corners of the internet. You can imagine there's a lot of people out there that doesn't matter what president it is, they're saying things they shouldn't and things that can get them thrown into jail. And there's people that do get thrown into jail. But can you imagine being the one that has to monitor Twitter accounts and Facebook for every whack job that says something that can get you thrown into jail for making threats against the president? It's, you know, there's just too many people out there doing stupid things. Just like I said, before you hit send on anything, well, Can you imagine being the guys that have to make a judgment call whether or not this is a real threat or not? And the thousands of cases that must come across your desk every day? I don't know how they deal with it. I really don't. Android has a vulnerability that lets hackers control your phone with one text. The bad guys create a short video, hides the malware inside it, and text it to your phone. As soon as it's received by the phone, it does the initial processing, which triggers the vulnerability. So the real culprit here is our endless thirst for Hangouts, Google, SMS alternative, because Hangouts automatically process video so it's ready in your gallery. And this is where most of these bad videos are coming from. So there are some warnings out there, but there's like 950 million Android phones that are going to need to be patched that are at risk, that basically jailbreak your phone and hackers can get in it and own you. It's bad. I'll share it with you. Maybe it's time not to be in Google Hangouts for a while. NASA's working on a new spacesuit that they're going to use to go to Mars. Article on that. I won't go into any details. We'll skip that one because that one's a little boring. Of course, the House of Representatives is ready to, a congressional hearing this week is ready to tear up the FCC. So a U.S. congressional hearing this week will ask two heads of the FCC some pointed questions about its recent spate of decisions, in particular auction rule changes, and why it thinks that they are the FTC versus the FCC. So the House Energy and Commerce Committee will talk with the FCC Chair Tom Wheeler and his fellow commissioner Ajit Pai about a whole range of recent decisions taken by the independent regulator. So it should be fireworks, folks. We'll be hearing a lot about. How many of you had to fly into LaGuardia before, out of LaGuardia? You guys all know that airport just sucks, right? I've been there several times. It's no fun. Of course, Newark isn't too bad. But they say they're going to have to flatten LaGuardia and completely rebuild it. And they're proposing a $4 billion rebuild project. I don't know what they're going to do with the planes in the meantime. But a multi-year event to build a brand new complex. So they've had four bids out. They look like they're going to move forward if the Port Authority approves it. But maybe 5 years from now, LaGuardia will look a little different. The NSA is saying that we will move your metadata into basically delete star when companies and groups stop suing them. They're saying that they have a plan to get rid of all that metadata that they've been ordered to on phone numbers, and that they have to get rid of it, but they can't do it until court proceedings have been removed. They're supposed to delete stuff by November 29th, but if they don't get rid of the court cases, they can't do the deletion, because they have to hold it for the court cases for discovery. So we will see where this leads. Google officially ends its forced Google Plus integration. I wish they would have done this before. It was so irritating. So now you have to have your YouTube and Google Plus account linked. Well, they're going to revert that. So does that mean I get my old username back? Can I revert it to my other account? Google, you've totally jacked me on this. I had a perfectly good setup. You made me integrate it with this Google Plus. I don't like it where it's at. Well, they're unthinking. I don't know how they undo it. Also, facial recognition now works in the dark. So those criminals that are out there stealing stuff in the dark think that they're covered by darkness. Don't be so sure about that. They've got new infrared technology that basically can do the same type of facial recognition as does daylight face recognition. So that will be coming to cities as we know it soon. Beijing police have shut down a massive iPhone counterfeiting operation. 41,000 fake iPhones worth about 120 million won. That's $19 million. Apparently some of these made it to the United States. So there's some fake iPhones out there. At least they look like them, but they weren't built at the Apple factory. Also, do you have a lot of cables? I have a ton of cables. Here's a little organization tip that I found today. Keep cables organized with drinking straws. You take a standard drinking straw, you go out and buy some, blue, red, pink, yellow, blue, green, whatever you want. You cut them
into small segments, and then you cut them lengthwise, and then you label them, you write on them, and then you snap them over the top of the cable. Very, very smart. Cheap way to have organization with your cables. For the guy that has everything, self-inflating bulletproof vest. Yes, it's called the FATS, Floating Armor Torso System. And you can get it as a jacket without the inflatables, or you can have the inflatables hit so that if you get shot and get, as in many movies where the people end up in the water, this thing will instantly inflate, and you'll actually have bulletproof protection while you're in the water too. Just as a reminder, these bulletproof vests, yes, they protect the chest cavity, but if they get a headshot, nothing to protect you there. Deepwater Wind breaks ground on the United States' first offshore wind farm, finally. And this is going to be going off the coast of Rhode Island, 30 miles off the coast, 30-megawatt wind farm will be up in 2 or 3 years. Finally, after all these years, got approval and is moving forward. Okay, that's going to bring me to the end on regular content. I do have some emails that come in. Let me get into those. Yeah, we're going to go full hour 10 tonight. Oh, Dale, you have one too, huh? How old is yours? How long have you had it? You buy it recently, or did you buy it before it became in vogue? I've had mine about 10 years, so I've had mine for a while before it became popular. That's how I was able to get it. So, yes, I've been very judicious in my sampling of that particular bottle. Okay, so waiting for this to load here. And, of course, I'm slowing us down tonight because I didn't have the emails loaded. As always, I want to thank everyone for supporting the show, especially the insiders that are contributing to the show every month. If you want to become an insider, you can do that at geeknewscentral.com/insider. If you have comments on today's show, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, you can send stuff to me on Facebook as well. I got two of our very fantastic, oh, yours is 20? Whoa, how much is left? All right, I got an email from Bree, and she said, hey, Todd, check this out. What do you think about this tool for cybersecurity? And this was an article that was on NextGov today, and it basically said a free tool, free security tool could have stopped the OPM hack and how to get one yourself. So I'll have this link up in the show notes. I kind of laughed when I read this. Thanks, Bree, for that. Makes sense. Yes, a free tool could have stopped all those records from being hacked. Got an email from Jeff. He says, hey, Todd, check out the Galaxy X6 Wireless Charging SE370 monitor. It shows the specs, prices, and release date. So very, very cool for wireless charging. Another email from Jeff is researchers found a new texting vulnerability in Android. We talked about that during the show today. Thanks for that link, Jeff, and that allowed that coverage. And also I got an email from Bree. I have not watched this video. She says, watch a German rocket fly into space and drop back to Earth. So this must be a full up and down video. So I'll have that link up in the show notes. But that's how you do it. Geeknews@gmail.com. Send the links that you find, the cool stuff. And we'll definitely talk about it at the end of the show. And they have links in the show notes. But we appreciate every link that you folks send to us. And these are the kind of like fun links that we are able to put in the listener-provided comment section, or the listener comment link section that shows you guys what the rest of this audience is thinking about. All right, way long tonight. As I told you, I've been trying to shorten the show. We'll try to stay on that track. But I'm off. I'm off for Fort Worth. And again, thank you to this audience for being steadfast, supporting the show, supporting the sponsors, allowing me to keep the lights on, allowing me to do what I do here best, and providing you what I hope and consider to be great content, and I hope you do too as well. And it all started with show one out of that little hotel room in Waco, Texas. Who would have ever thought that we would be where we are today from that point and all the miles and hours between us? It's just mind-boggling to me to consider it, and with the Hall of Fame induction, I cannot be more humble. So on the next show, you guys are going to want to watch because I'm going to have something to show. I think I saw a mock-up of the trophy, and if it is what I think it is, it's going to be something that's going to be very prominently displayed so that you guys can see, and I'll be showing it off for sure. But thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the Ohana, and we'll see you after we get back or after I get back from Podcast Movement and the Hall of Fame induction in Fort Worth. And those of you that are coming out, I'll see you at the event, the Omni Hotel in Fort Worth. 7 p.m. is the start time. Red carpet starts at 5. You don't have to get there right at 5. So between 5 and 7, come on down and we'll be on the red carpet. And I will probably make my cameo or my appearance after 5 in my rented tuxedo. Pictures for everyone later. Hey, thanks for being here, everyone. Take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.